As the nation marked the 4th of July, there is a presidential election that Democrats hope will give them back the White House. Much of their campaign has been aimed at the GOP standard bearer, President Donald Trump. But progressives are also showing some muscle in the party as a demographic shift begins to take hold. Adam Hoffman is a political science professor at Salisbury University. Turning to the Democratic Party, we seem to be seeing a rise or a greater influence on the part of progressives. We initially obviously saw it in 2016 with Bernie Sanders and his challenge to Hillary Clinton. We do seem to see some of that now again, even though Joe Biden, the former vice president, is the assumed nominee.
Yeah. I mean, the Democratic Party is kind of interesting, going the polar opposite direction, as you said. It's largely due to similar issues such as race. What you're seeing in the Democratic Party is more white liberals moving significantly far to the left, especially on these race issues. One number, just between the last 20 years or so, from 2000 up until now. The share of Democrats who describe themselves as liberal has risen from 30 to 50%, right? So, I mean, that's extremely significant. So, I mean, so you have a situation where white liberals, a group who now are really to the left of people of color on a lot of issues, on even racial issues, are now about 40% of the overall Democratic Party. So this makes them the largest bloc and makes them the driver of Democratic, or possibly the driver of Democratic politicians. They're sort of leftward shift, especially on these race and identity issues. And you saw that with the talk of Biden's VP pick, where you had Amy Klobuchar sort of immediately drop out, saying, no, I'm not the right person. And certainly, as Biden moved towards picking a VP, the pressure is on not only to choose a woman, but to choose a person of color.
What kind of impact do you think that the Black Lives Matter movement has had on politics? We obviously had the death of George Floyd at the hands of a white police officer. We see to see a number of these things. And the population as a whole, particularly whites, have begun to shift away from the idea that race is not such a big issue, but rather that they are concerned that racism is a major issue in society.
Sure. I mean, related to what I was just saying, again, a lot of what you just said is driven by that much larger percentage in the Democratic electorate of moving to the left. So you have this growing sort of racial liberalism of these rank and file Democrats, and now that's seeping in to party leaders, right? So where you have party leaders, where you have Biden talking about systemic and institutionalized racism, where you have a view of white liberals and even independents and moderates having a much more favorable view of groups like Black Lives Matter. And that has changed extremely quickly, extremely radically post-George Floyd. I mean, there was something about that incident that moved the needle, and I think it moved it in a fairly permanent way when it comes to most Americans' view of systemic racism, institutional racism, and issues like police brutality.
In our final segment, we talk with Hoffman about what the political future looks like for the nation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.